Oh, Mossy, Mossy, Mossy. A thriller in Blacktown.
There was, TK. Good morning, guys. Fantastic opening night of the FFA Cup. We had four games, 14 goals, nine of which happened in that very match you're talking about, TK, at Lilly Stadium between Hakoa and Hills United. Now, Hakoa from NPL 1, Hills from NPL 2. Hills took the lead three times. Hakoa had to come from behind three times to get that victory, and it happened only in extra time. Absolutely wonderful scenes out there at Blacktown, and also down in Melbourne at South Melbourne, snatching the winner at the death. 93rd minute they scored against Edgeworth, which is from Northern New South Wales up Newcastle way, and Daniel McBreen, my old mate from the Mariners, had a few chances in the first half to put Edgeworth ahead. Goal line clearances, good goalkeeping, and in the end, the home team won it. Now, South Melbourne are one of those teams that are trying to gain entry to that expanded A-League. So
that's
it was an important...
Put further on the back burner by, I heard a report.
Yeah,
expansion.
Apparently it has been put back a year.
Trying to meet all the criteria. And
yeah, well, I think, you know...
bank guarantees.
There's a lot of things going behind the scenes with governance of the game and everything,
them.
And they want to get the house in order before the league expands. But South Melbourne really wanted to put their case forward last night, both on and off the field. Great crowd down there. And just wild scenes. Fantastic stuff in the FFA Cup.
Now, Marco Roas, he's a superstar. He's a star of the A-League, or has been. He's off to Holland.
Yeah, double figures for goals and assists last year for Melbourne Victory. And the club have come out and announced that he's going over to Holland for a medical with Heerenveen. So that's obviously a big loss for Melbourne Victory. They've signed Barbarousis and also Reece Williams. So two very good signings for Melbourne Victory. But Marco Rojas, he is a superstar of the A-League. There is no doubt.
James Ferrucci.
This is an interesting one.
He's been linked with every club in the world, this bloke.
We've been
good manager.
Talking,
shopped him around everywhere.
Shopped him around.
Plenty of times over the last few weeks. Now, it was said in the media that he was going to turn up to Melbourne City to announce that he'd signed. And now it looks like there may be a backflip and he's going back to Melbourne Victory after all that. So,
is it a money thing? Is it purely a money thing?
I don't know. Without knowing the intricacies of what's going on behind the scenes,
it's
always
a money thing.
But what I will say is this: there's no doubt in my mind that Melbourne Victory, with Rojas leaving, they probably would have thought that Jimmy Troisi was a must.
Or is it? I know you say it's about money, but it's always about money, isn't it? But is it also like I want to play in that position?
Yeah, there is a lot
there's
of that.
There's got to be a bit of that.
There's no doubt that when a player signs for a club, he wants to know that he's got the trust of that manager where he's going to play in a position that he sees himself fitting into.
I'll be cynical here. Mm. It's about money. Because we've got a history, and blokes have all got a history of taking gigs at clubs where they just sit on the pine and don't even play.
Some do.
Most.
I would say in this situation, it's a World Cup year. We're trying to qualify for the World Cup. So I would say Jimmy, a big part of his thinking would have been, wherever I go, I have to play and I have to make sure I play well because I want to go to Russia 2018.
Yeah.
What's that, Russia? Interesting.
Here's another one. Stefan Mork. He has signed for Melbourne City. Now, you remember a few years ago he burst onto the scene with Melbourne City, but more so when he moved to Adelaide and had a breakout year at Adelaide. Got his move to Holland, and his club over there got relegated to the second division. So he's looking for a move. He's ended up back at Melbourne City, and that's a very good signing for Melbourne City. He's a fantastic player, box-to-box midfielder who scores goals.
Mate, the Champions League qualification is taking place, and we've got Celtic. They've been in action this morning, 0-0 with Rosenborg.
Yeah, Tommy Rogic, obviously, at Celtic. And look, it's important. I'm being totally selfish here when I say it's crucial that Celtic qualify for the Champions League because we want Tommy Rogic playing at the highest level for the Socceroos. And as we know, we've got the qualifiers coming up the end of August, early September, so we need him in peak form playing at the best level that he possibly can.
Well, that's what Ange wants. And the under-23s, they're off to the Asian Cup?
Yeah, they won the qualification tournament over in Asia last weekend. Wins against Myanmar, Brunei, Singapore, 12 goals scored, 0 against. So good performances, as expected by the Oli Roos there. The last thing I want to talk about just quickly overseas, Spurs chairman Daniel Levy has come out and said that the EPL transfer spending is unsustainable. Here's some figures. We love our figures here on Big Sports Brekkie. Almost $1.5 billion spent in the transfer market so far, and there's still a month to go. It ends August 31. Spurs have been very inactive in the transfer market. They haven't bought anyone in, but they have signed. They have sold Kyle Walker to Manchester City for $77 million. But if you look at some of the figures, Lukaku, $130 million, Morata, $120 million, Lacazette, $90 million, Salah, Mohamed Salah to Liverpool for $70 million Aussie dollars. Ridiculous figures, aren't they?
They're big numbers. A lot of zeros.
You should have practiced harder, Mossy. Just that little bit harder. One extra session a week.
That's all it took.
Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
Phil Moss, our soccer expert assistant coach with Sydney FC on the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Stewie.